Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Peace and grace be upon your life today. I want to take you further into the revelation of grace, the revelation of the mystery of grace is hidden and it has to be unfolded. And Apostle Paul in the third chapter of Ephesians began to expound upon the grace that God has given to him to reveal the mystery of grace to the church and to the Gentiles. Or actually, the writing here now is to reveal to the Gentiles, which we are sinners, not a Jew, that grace is all inclusive. Now, notice this here in Ephesians 3:2 again. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what? Verse 3 said, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in a few words. Number 4, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mysteries of Christ, which in other ages were not made known unto the sons of men, as is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophet by the Spirit. So this mystery, this hidden mystery of grace, of God's love, of righteousness, of everlasting life, eternal life, of God forever keeping you as his child, that you can have victory every day in the mystery of grace, that had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory because it was a mystery. Now, here's what I want you to understand today in this meditation. Satan understands the law, but he cannot understand grace. So therefore, when you're walking in grace, you are hidden in a place that Satan can't go. Wow, that's powerful now. I want you to see this. You see, the law is natural, but grace is supernatural. And so we learn the gospel of grace, the word of grace, the walk of grace, the wealth of grace. Then we're able to enter into the warfare of grace, which is now we enter into the victory of grace, the triumph of the grace of God, which is in Romans 5:17, reigning in life. So my point is, in this meditation this morning, I want you to know, because you're a child of God, that you have a right to walk in this mystery of grace. You have the right to walk in this hidden place. You know, my life is hid with Christ in God. The Old Testament said, he that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So as we study grace, we're coming to revelation and understanding how powerful this life really is above one who is trying to live by the law. So I see you walking in the unmerited favor of God, that you will have preferential treatment today as you walk in the favor of God. God will do things for you that you can't do for yourself, and your life will become a mystery of blessing.